Now let's learn about mechanism of action of skeletal muscle relaxants. So the site of action of both competitive and depolarizing blockers is the end plate of skeletal muscle fibers, but not the nerve fibers. First, let's learn about competitive block or non-depolarizing blocking agents mechanism of action. So they are tubocurarin, pancuronium, all those things. This is produced by Curare and related drugs. Claude Bernard precisely localized the site of action of Curare to be neuromuscular junction. He stimulated the sciatic nerve of pet frog and recorded the contractions of gastrocnemius muscle. Injection of Curare in the ventral lymph sac caused inhibition of muscle twitches, but there was no effect if the blood supply of the hind limb was occluded. This is showed that Curare acted peripherally and not centrally. Soaking a portion of the sciatic nerve in Curare solution did not affect the twitches, and adcurarized muscles still responded to direct stimulation. Thus, nerve conduction and muscle contraction were intact. The only possible side of action could be the neuromuscular junction. This has now been confirmed by close ionophoretic complication of detubocuridine to the muscle end plate and by other modern techniques. Did you understand this para? I mean, I didn't get it. I mean, let's see what he did. This Claude Bernard did. He, of course, localized the side of action of Curare's, but what his experiment was, he stimulated the sciatic nerve pit frog and recorded these contractions of gastrocnemius muscle. By stimulating the sciatic nerve, he, of course, recorded the contraction of gastrocnemius muscle because this muscle is supplied by sciatic nerve. Injection of Curare in the ventral lymph sac. He injected this drug in the ventral lymph sac caused inhibition of muscle twitches, but there was no effect of the blood supply of the hind limb was occluded. So, if the ventral and if the blood supply of the hind limb was occluded, there wasn't any effect. This showed the Curare acted peripherally, not centrally. Soaking a portion of sciatic nerve in Curare solution did not affect the twitches, and curatized muscles still responded to direct stimulation. So, yeah. Okay, whatever, I understood. I mean, if you didn't get it, once again, listen from the beginning, you will understand. Anyway, let's continue. The competitive blockers have affinity for the nicotinic cholinergic receptors at the muscle end plate, but have no intrinsic activity. The nicotinic cholinergic receptor has been isolated and studied in detail. It is a protein with 5 subunits: alpha 2, beta, epsilon, or gamma, and delta, which are arranged like a rosette surrounding the nucleus channel. The 2 alpha subunits carry 2 acetylcholine binding sites. These have negatively charged groups, which combine with cationic head of acetylcholine, leading to opening of Na+ channel. Most of the competitive blockers have 2 or more quaternary N+ atoms, which provide the necessary attraction to the same site, but the bulk of the antagonist molecule does not allow conformational change in the subunits needed for opening the channel. Competitive blockers generally have thick, bulky molecules and were termed pachycuride by Bowet. Acetylcholine released from motor nerve endings is not able to combine with its receptors to generate end plate potential. Detubocurarin thus reduces the frequency of channel opening, but not its duration or the conductance of a channel once it has opened. When the magnitude of end plate potential falls below a critical level, it is unable to trigger propagated muscle action potential and muscle fails to contract in response to nerve impulse. The antagonism is surmountable by increasing the concentration of acetylcholine in vitro and bandicoolness traces in vivo. At very high concentrations, curate like drugs enter Nieblis channels and directly block them to produce more intense non-competitive neuromuscular block that is only partly reversed by neostigmine. The competitive blockers also block prejunctional nicotinic receptors located on motor nerve endings. Since activation of these receptors by acetylcholine normally facilitates mobilization of additional quanta of acetylcholine from the axon to the motor nerve endings, their blocker contributes to depression of neuromuscular transmission. Accordingly, the competitive blockers exhibit fade phenomena, that is, twitch responses during partial block, or progressively depressed on repetitive stimulation. Tetanic stimulation during partial non-depolarizing block increases the response to subsequent single stimulation. This is called post-tetanic potentiation and is probably due to a transient increase in prejunctional acetylcholine mobilization following tetanic stimulation. Next, the mechanism of action of depolarizing block. Decamethonium and succinylcholine have affinity as well as submaximal intrinsic activity at the NMCholinoceptors. They depolarize muscle and plates by opening Nieblis channels and initially produce twitching and fasciculations. Because in the focally innervated mammalian muscle, stimulation is transient, longer-lasting depolarization of muscle and plate produces repetitive excitation of the fiber in the multiply innervated contracture muscle. The rectus abdominis of frog stimulation is prolonged, resulting in sustained contraction. These drugs do not dissociate rapidly from the receptor and are not hydrolyzed by acetylcholinesterases. The induced prolonged partial depolarization of the region around muscle and plate, leading to Nieblis channels, it activated because transmembrane potential drops to about minus 50 MV. Acetylcholine released from motor nerve endings is unable to generate propagated MAP, leading to flaccid paralysis and mumbles. In other words, a zone of inexcitability is created around the implant, preventing activation of the muscle fiber. In birds, the area of depolarization is more extensive and spastic paralysis occurs. Depolarizing blockers also have two quaternary Nieblis atoms, but the molecule is long, slender, and flexible, termed leptocurate by Bowitt. The features of classical depolarizing block differ markedly from that of non-depolarizing block. However, in many species, that is, dogs, rabbits, rat, monkey, in slow contracting soleus muscle of cat and under certain conditions in man, the depolarizing agents injected in high doses or infused continuously produce dual mechanism neuromuscular blockade, which can be divided into two phases, phase 1 and phase 2 block. Phase 1 block is a rapid in onset result from persistent depolarization of muscle and plate and has features of classical depolarization blockade. This depolarization declines shortly afterwards and repolarization occurs gradually despite continued presence of the drug at the receptor, but neuromuscular transmission is not restored and phase 2 block supervenes. Phase 2 block is slow in onset and results from desensitization of the receptor to acetylcholine. It therefore superficially resembles block produced by D-tubocuratin. The muscle membrane is nearly repolarized, recovery slow, contraction is not sustained during tetanic stimulation, and the block is partially reversed by anticholinesterases. In man and fast contracting muscles of cat, normally only phase 1 block is seen. Phase 2 block may be seen in man when succinylcholine is injected in high doses or infused continuously, particularly fluorinated anesthetics have been used. Succinylcholine readily produces phase 2 block in patients with atypical or deficient pseudocholinesterases. Thank you.